This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has filed a charge sheet in Delhi's Rouse Avenue court, naming Congress leader Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi in a money laundering case related to the National Herald newspaper. The charge sheet also names Congress Overseas Chief Sam Pitroda, Suman Dubey and others. Special Judge Vishal Gogne has posted the matter for further proceedings on the 25th of this month. A prosecution complaint has been filed under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act for the offence of money laundering. The Supreme Court today laid down stringent guidelines for the prevention and expedited trial of child trafficking-related offences across the country. The bench of Justices J.B. Pardiwala and R. Mahadevan also directed high courts across the country to issue directions to lower courts to complete trial in child trafficking cases in 6 months. The top court issued the directions while hearing anticipatory bail pleas filed by the accused in a child trafficking case from Uttar Pradesh. It also mandated that such cases be heard on a day-to-day basis to prevent delays in justice. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to his Danish counterpart Mette Frederiksen. During the telephonic conversation, both the leaders reaffirmed their strong support for India-Denmark Green Strategic Partnership and discussed enhancing cooperation across sectors for the benefit of the people of both the countries. Recalling high-level exchanges between both the countries ever since the launch of the Green Strategic Partnership in 2020, the leaders noted the expansion of the Green Strategic Partnership in various fields, which have created favorable conditions for Danish investments in India to contribute to green transition. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he and Ms. Frederiksen also discussed regional and global developments of mutual interest. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today emphasized the significance of infrastructure development for the country and set a goal to expedite highway construction to a rate of 100 kilometers per day. Addressing the All India Management Association's 10th National Leadership Conclave in Delhi, he stated that within the next 18 months, the country's road infrastructure will surpass that of the United States of America.
अभी मैंने घोषणा की पार्लियामेंट में इसी सेशन में कि हम 25,000 किलोमीटर 2-4 lane बनाएंगे और जो टेक्नोलॉजी की बात है वो बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. कॉस्ट ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को कम करना और क्वालिटी ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को इम्प्रूव करना और वेस्ट मटेरियल का यूज करना इको फ्रेंडली, इस पर हमारे इम्फोसिस है. मैं 100 किलोमीटर पर डे ये टारगेट रखकर काम कर रहा हूँ. और जहाँ तक देश की बात है, एक डेढ़ साल में अमेरिकन नेशनल हाईवे से हमारे हाईवे अच्छे बनेंगे, ये मैं आपको विश्वास दिला सकता
हूँ. इंडियाज हज कोटा हैज बीन इंक्रीज्ड फ्रॉम 1,36,000 इन 2014 टू 1,75,000 इन 2025. In a social media post, the Ministry of Minority Affairs said it is managing the arrangements through the Hajj Committee of India for over 1,22,000 pilgrims this year under the main quota. The ministry said all necessary preparations, including flights, transport, Mina camps, accommodation and services, have been completed as per the Saudi guidelines. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh, who was on a two-day visit to Rome, called on Italian Defence Minister Guido Crosetto to further enhance bilateral defence cooperation. During the meeting, the two sides held productive discussions aimed at further enhancing defence cooperation as a key pillar of the India-Italy strategic partnership. He also co-chaired the 11th India-Italy Annual Bilateral Joint Defence Committee meeting with his Italian counterpart, Secretary General of Defence Luisa Riccardi. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the southwest monsoon rainfall from June to September this year is likely to be above normal. IMD Director General Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra stated this while briefing the media in New Delhi today. And the government today said that India's trade with the United States is expected to grow and reach $500 billion by 2030. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Commerce and Industry Secretary Sunil Barthawal said that there are both concerns and opportunities for India in terms of the current tariffs. And in IPL, chasing a target of 112 runs set by Punjab Kings, Kolkata Knight Riders were 74 for 5 in 10.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.